This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A new report found the number of immigration detention flights leaving Denver has skyrocketed in a year. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
Immigration lawyers say moving detainees out of state has hurt their ability to fully help all of their clients this year, particularly when someone gets flown to a different detention center in the middle of the night. Laura Lunn is a detention attorney at the Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network.
It is through some Hail Mary attempts at communication that loved ones were able to contact me and say, hey, we think that something's up. And I promptly, with my heart beating, file something quickly with the district court, which is the only place where I can go to try and make sure my client stays here in Colorado.
ICE's own policies say they're only supposed to move detainees in emergencies, and they're not supposed to move people with assigned counsel. Those rules, lawyers say, aren't being followed this year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Republican Congressman Gabe Evans has introduced a bill to help military spouses who are also federal employees. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the idea stems from a federal worker who was not granted paid leave when she had to move for her spouse's service.
The bipartisan bill would make paid leave for federal employees in these cases mandatory. It seeks to codify a 2023 recommendation from the Office of Personnel and Management that agencies provide 5 administrative leave days for federal employees who have to move because of their active duty spouse. Right now, however, that recommendation is voluntary. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin.